1992, baby!
Wop-bop-a-loop-bop, the weekend's here. It's Friday, all righty. It's Friday, all righty.
Yeah.
This is Monday, all righty. Cause it's Friday, all righty.
Swing.
I love Friday, all righty. Wop-bop-a-loop-bop, the weekend's here.
I've been waiting all week to play that one. FM 101.7, the Mix Morning Show. Good morning, I'm John Bauer. 20 minutes before 6 o'clock, yes, and the weekend's here. And Tony Visano in the Mix Weather Center looking for at least a decent start to the weekend. Clear skies and cool temperatures. overnight last night. Let me tell you about today, though. Sunshine with a high near 80 is what we're looking for. Fair tonight, a low near 55. And looking ahead for tomorrow, increasing clouds with a high near 80. Please don't rain on Sunday. Oh, please. Yeah, 64 in Burlington right now, 62 in the capital area, 59 at FM, 101.7 The Mix. FM, 101.7 The Mix Morning Show, 545, 15 minutes before 6 o'clock, and a news update with Amy Kolb in The Mix News Center. FM 101.7, The Mix Morning Show, 551, 9 minutes before 6 o'clock. Good morning, I'm John Bauer. Coming up in just a moment, Amy Kolb in The Mix News Center. Right now, a little bit of scattered fog around there, so if you're out driving to work this early in the morning, you want to be careful as you cruise along. Supposed to clear up, though. It'll be a real nice day, a good day to wash your car, and I'm going to give you a chance to do that for free in just a moment. But first, let me tell you about the benefit that takes place Sunday from 2 to 9 at the Hyde Park VFW to help Steve Boyasian, who needs some help with his medical expenses after a serious car accident. If you want to know details about this, give me a call at 253-4777. Okay, early risers, let's see how much you've been paying attention. I've got a free super wash from the Lots of Suds car wash down in Waterbury there right by the freeway. And it's worth $6 or so, and you can get your car washed, make it look good for the car show. All you have to do is be the first caller to call me up and tell me which town the car show is in. It's an easy one, all right? I'm going easy on you this early in the morning, 5:52, 8 minutes before 6 o'clock. Call me now to win on FM 101.7 The Mix. FM 101.7, The Mix Morning Show, 17 minutes after 6 o'clock. Good morning. Here's some Toto. Gotta motivate that thing. FM 101.7, The Mix Morning Show.
Wop, bop, a loop, bop, the weekend's here. It's Friday, all righty. It's Friday, all righty. Woo! This is Monday, all righty. Cause it's Friday, all righty. I love Friday, all righty. Wop, bop, a loop, bop, the weekend's here.
Oh, I'm gonna wear that one out today. 21 minutes after 6 o'clock. Good morning, I'm John Bauer, the Mix and the Mix Morning Show. Tony Visano looking for a mostly sunny kind of a day once his fog burns out, in a high near 80. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 52, and it looks like Saturday at least is going to be a decent day. But what I want to talk about right now is President Bush. You better watch out because a ton of his least favorite vegetable is heading to Houston. But that's all right because George Bush is one of my least favorite vegetables. No, I can't say it. The National Broccoli Party says it's going to present its platform and announce a presidential candidate a few days before the GOP starts its hoopla in the Astrodome down Houston way. One full ton of the vegetable, broccoli, is going to serve as a backdrop to the Broccoli Party's news conference, and then they're going to donate it to a Houston food bank. Oh, what a bunch of great guys, huh?
It's The Adventures of Little Georgie, starring George Bush.
Hello, Dan.
Huh?
George Bush.
Huh?
George Walker Bush.
Huh?
The big guy.
Wow.
Okay. We have a little bit of problem here. Got a little cog in the wheel. Wouldn't be prudent. Don't cry when I tell you this. Don't get all upset like you do. Don't wear this like a badge of courage. But they're changing the debates this year. A little bit different, a little bit strange, a little bit off the wall. Gotta do it. Right thing to do. No debate. No vice presidential debate. Instead, this year, it's going to be a spelling bee. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Michael Bolton arrives in Stowe to entertain you and your friends on Sunday, August 16th.
FM 101.7 The Mix, morning show 6:38:22 before 7 o'clock. Good morning, I'm John Bauer. Coming up, Amy Colvin, The Mix News Center, about 7 o'clock for a little reality check. Tony Pisano looking for mostly sunny today once this fog burns off, a high near 80. Partly cloudy tonight, a low near 50. Tomorrow, occasional sun with some increasing clouds and a high of 80. Right now, we're looking at 54 in Burlington, 49 in Barrie and Montpelier, and 50 at FM 101.7 The Mix. Oh, yeah. Illinois State Prison inmate Jesse Loden is having a devil of a time practicing his religion. He says authorities think he's a Satanist, but Loden says that's not true. He just wants to worship in the nude.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Serious. Loden has filed suit in a federal court charging that prison officials are violating his constitutional guarantees of freedom of religion. Oh. Loden says he's a member of the Technicians of the Sacred. The suit charges prison authorities denied him permission the use of a chapel for a daily service in the buff. He's also seeking more than $19 million in damages from prison employees. Like he's gonna get it.
Radio nonsense. 101.7 The Mix.
FM 101.7 The Mix Morning Show. Good morning, I'm John Bauer, 6:44. 16 minutes ahead of 7 o'clock. A beautiful Friday. It's my day. I'm a happy guy. Here's Eric Clapton on The Mix. There's inspirational music from REO Speedwagon. Yes, a hymn from the Church of the Terminally Goofy on FM 101.7, The Mix Morning Show. Good morning, I'm John Bauer, 6:52. Amy Kolb coming up in about 8 minutes with a check on what's going on in the world today. I'll tell you what's going on this weekend. The car show in Stowe, one of my favorite weekends. Over 700 antique automobiles will be at Nichols Field all weekend. There's also a parade that takes place at about 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, and they start lining up early. There's a lot of traffic involved there, and if you need a tip on how to get around it, call The Mix for details at 253-4777.
Hi,
Jerry.
Mr. Record Spinner person, I have a letter from the listener. From the listener, the guy that listens.
Mm-hmm.
He can write. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it certainly is. Oh, be careful.
You might want to read this. I don't know if you can say these words on radio, but it's very important that I give it to you so that I have to go back and I got to do something with a woofer or a tweeter or something. So I'm going to leave right now so you can do that, and I'll leave. So that's because I have things to do, and don't let the door hit me on the thing on the way out.
Radio schizoid insanity.
Parker and Stearns of Johnson and Stowe are again having an ideal Galvalume 30.
FM 101.7 The Mix Morning Show. Good morning, I'm John Bauer. 14 minutes after 7 o'clock. Coming up next, Porn Comes Down Under.
Wop, bop, a loop, bop, the weekend's here. It's Friday, all righty. It's Friday, all righty. Woo, this is Monday, all righty. Cause it's Friday, all righty. I love Friday, all righty. Wop, bop, a loop, bop, the weekend's here.
FM 101.7, the Mixed Morning Show, 18 minutes after 7 o'clock. Good morning, I'm John Bauer. And Tony Bazzano looking for a great Friday today. Mostly sunny skies and a high near 80. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low near 50. And we're not going to see any rain until Saturday night at the earliest. Ah, good news indeed. Well, Australians yesterday walking through downtown Sydney really got an eyeful when they looked up at a video screen normally used for advertising. And there, on the screen, larger than life, were couples having sex. Yes, police say college students switched the video commercials with a porno film to celebrate their 43rd anniversary or something. Hundreds of people watched the movie for an hour and a half before police stopped the show and the couples hurried home.
It's oatmeal to my ears.
Hi, I'm Karen Schaefer.
FM 101.7, The Mixed Morning Show, 737, 23 before 8 o'clock. Good morning, I'm John Bauer. Coming up, got a great Friday song from Todd Rundgren, one of my all-time favorites to play on a Friday. Also, this weekend is shaping up to be pretty good. Tony Bazzano looking for mostly sunny skies and no rain, actually, until about Saturday night or so. And also coming up, we got to let you know, my goodness, it's Karen Schaefer with the Mixed Music Monitor. That's on the way for your listening pleasure. Let you know what's going on this weekend. All right. Now, the Wisconsin town of Prairie du Chien cannot be accused of not having a sense of humor. As a matter of fact, they've been doing their best to put its sheen on the Clinton-Gore campaign, which, of course, is out on a bus tour. The Democratic caravan rolled into the rural farming community last night about 2 hours late. So the 2,000 or so people who had been waiting used the time to dream up some political posters. One sign maker suggested, better late than Republican. And another said, America is not lazy, just bushed.
You're listening to radio from the wrong side of bed.
What the heck are we doing here? 101.7.
FM 101.7, The Mix Morning Show. Good morning, I'm John Bauer. It's 7:45, 15 minutes in front of 8 o'clock.
About the weekend's here, it's Friday, all righty. It's Friday, all righty. Woo, this is Monday, all righty. Cause it's Friday, all righty. I love Friday, all righty. Wop-bop-a-loop-bop, the weekend's here.
Yeah, I got to play that one to death. FM 101.7, The Mixed Morning Show. Good morning. I'm John Bauer, 7:50, 10 minutes before 8 o'clock. Oh, my goodness, and what a great weekend it's going to be. The Stowe Antique Car Show happens this weekend, and you can help out a couple of good organizations by going to the car show. You can support the Stowe Volunteer Fire Department by popping by their food concession, or you can stop by that big, beautiful 1992 Red Corvette that the Loyal Union Booster Club is trying to raffle off, and buy a chance to win that car, and, well, have a good time. You need more information, call the Mix at 253-4777.
Hi, it's me, Trixie, with another public service announcement.
Good morning, Trixie. All right, let's get to it.
Okay. Thou shalt not break the law. I think this is a really good one.
Yeah, me too. Go write another
okay.
one.
Okay.
Thank you, Trix. Lash Furniture has been yelling hot.
This is Monday.
FM 101.7, The Mixed Morning Show, quarter past 8 o'clock. Good morning, I'm John Bauer. Coming up next, the Broccoli Bush on FM 101.7, The Mix. FM 101.7, The Mixed Morning Show. Good morning, I'm John Bauer. 19 minutes now after 8 o'clock. Tony Bazzano of the Mixed Weather Center looking for nice weather and no rain until Saturday night at the earliest. 61 right now in Burlington, 52 in Barrie and Montpelier, and 56 at FM 101.7, The Mix. Well, the grand old party. Yes, the Republicans are gearing up for their convention in Houston a little later this month. Meanwhile, the Broccoli Party is also headed to Houston for their convention. Look out, Georgie. A ton of your least favorite vegetable is heading to Houston. The National Broccoli Party says it will present its platform and announce a presidential candidate a few days before the Republicans start their convention in the Astrodome. A ton of the vegetable will serve as a backdrop to the Broccoli Party's news conference and then be donated to the Houston Food Bank.
It's the Adventures of Little Georgie, starring George Bush.
Hey! Hello, Dan.
Yeah?
George Bush.
Huh?
George Walker Bush.
Huh?
The big guy.
Wow.
Okay. We have a little bit of problem here. Got a little cog in the wheel. Wouldn't be prudent. Don't cry when I tell you this. Don't get all upset like you do. Don't wear this like a badge of courage. But they're changing the debates this year. A little bit different, a little bit strange, a little bit off the wall. Gotta do it. Right thing to do. No debate. No vice presidential debate. Instead, this year, it's gonna be a spelling bee. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Unbelievably goofy radio. Child of the tenderness.
Michael Bolton arrives in Stowe to entertain you.
FM 101.7, The Mix Morning Show. 8:38, 22 before 9 o'clock. Good morning, I'm John Bauer with Bruce Hornsby in the range. My goodness, nice weather rolling in. Tony Visano looking for sunshine and blue skies and partly cloudy skies right up until about Saturday night or so when we may see some rain, and if not then we'll see it on Sunday. Right now, 61 in Burlington, 52 in Barrie and Montpelier, and it's 56 at FM 101.7, The Mix.
Well, happy birthday, honey. Oh, well, me to you, you know what I'm saying. Oh, come on, man, then we're gonna go ride some horses. Yeah. Well, come on, let's get some dipping to do. Woo! How you like them leather pants?
Boy, we got a busy birthday today. I'll tell you what, I got to start it off with saying happy birthday to my lovely little wife, Casey. She's 30 years old today. Happy birthday, dear. Also, a big party at the Mix tomorrow. The boss, the big man himself, the big boss, the big hot sauce, Greg Price, will be 36. And Beth Ross, salesperson extraordinaire, is I don't know how old, but it's her birthday tomorrow. Also, happy birthday to Patrick Morris of Elmore, who's 12 on Sunday. Rick and Daphne LaJoy have an anniversary today. Oh, my goodness, 21 years and still going strong. Melissa called that one in. On this day in 1959, the Explorer 6 took its first photograph of Earth from space, and the Earth took the opportunity to moon the camera. In 1974, French stuntman Philippe Petit walked a tightrope strung between the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center in New York City. Once. In 1963, Frankie Avalon and Annette Funicello's first movie together, Beach Party, was released. Happy birthday to everybody from FM 101.7, The Mix. FM 101.7, The Mix Morning Show, 8:45, 15 minutes before 9 o'clock. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we'll hear from Amy Cole in the Mix News Center on FM 101.7, The Mix. All right, we're signing up people right now to dance with Whitney Houston on FM 101.7, The Mix Morning Show, 8:49, 11 minutes now before 9 o'clock. Good morning, I'm John Bauer. You know, there's still time to sign up your kids for the basketball clinic for second graders and older at the Jackson Arena in Stowe, but you got to hurry because it starts on Monday. Call the Mix for details at 253-4777. All right, I got to hear it one more time this morning.
Wop-pop-a-loop-pop, the weekend's here, it's Friday. All righty. It's Friday. All righty. Woo! This is my...
Yeah.
Totally senseless radio.
Rumors out that the best takeout place in Stowe is Truffles Gourmet. Truffles Gourmet Cafe is open daily at 7 a.m. You can get hot, delicious gourmet coffee, freshly squeezed orange juice, muffins, pastries,